What's going on, good people? You already know what it is. It's your boy Tyson, and I'm back. I know I've been down out of the air for a while, but, you know, with everything that's going on, I had to get my shit together. So I'm back. I'm here with you. Y'all already know what it is. This is GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. So let's talk about it. Let's get into it. How we are faring with the pandemic. Now that everything is getting back to normal, conveniently, after 45 is out of office, 6 months into the 2021, and things are starting to look up. How do we feel about it? I don't know. Let me know how you feel. Put it in the comment section. But I want to touch on something real quick, and my next couple of shows are going to be reflecting on this issue, because I feel like we don't talk about it enough. The issue that you're wondering is Black Lives Matter. I'm going to put it under that label. I'm going to put it under Black Lives Matter, because Black lives do matter. But the only people that we're telling this to are cops or white people. You want to know where we should really be reciting this Black Lives Matter mantra to? Ourselves. Ourselves. Because black on black crime needs to stop. Black on anybody crime needs to stop. Because if you don't realize it, anytime a black person does something fucked up, they're going to televise it. They're going to put it all over the news. They're going to make us look worse than we are. Not to say that we aren't doing these things, but to say we need to stop. We need to really stop. We need to really look at ourselves. Black lives need to matter to us first before they're gonna matter to anybody else. You don't have to listen to me. I'm just telling it how it is. Again, like I said before, us as black people, we don't like to address the real shit. We don't like to address the real issues. We know what it is. You want to point your finger and wag your finger at everybody else, but you don't look in the mirror and say, I need to stop doing what I'm doing. You don't say that. You don't do that. So how is it that black lives are going to matter to someone else if we don't respect ourselves enough to stop doing what we're doing to each other and to other people, to other races? See, in my opinion, and again, you could call me crazy, but in my opinion, there's a difference between black people and niggas. Niggas don't know how to act. Niggas have bad dispositions. Niggas, in my opinion, need to get therapy and talk their issues out. Black people are out here doing their job, doing their due diligence, working, taking care of their families, trying to get through this life. But you got the niggas out here going crazy, doing shit they ain't supposed to be doing, and getting put on the news. And just recently, the shooting at Times Square, they got a picture of the person that did it. Black, young boy, from what it looks like. Young black man. We need help. We need to help ourselves, and we need to help each other. Because this is getting ridiculous. Again, I am all for Black Lives Matter. I'm for the movement. But we need to be for the movement for ourselves, for each other. Because the white man is not going to hear it. The police aren't going to hear it. We need to get it together. And that's just the bottom line to that. One black man to another, we need to respect each other a little bit more. The ignorance needs to stop. The shooting needs to stop. The violence needs to stop. You can't look at the white man and tell the white man to respect you if you don't respect yourself. You can't look at the white man and tell the white man to respect your family if you don't respect your family. You need to think. We need to think. We need to unify. We need to come together. We need to stop this nonsense. Because black lives do matter. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Listen, I'm not going to take up all your time. This is GDM Radio. You already know what it is. This is your boy Tyson. Real issues, real people, real talk. Holla at you.